So are you a novice wine drinker? Well, tonight we have some tips if you're looking to expand your palate's horizon.
And joining us now in our Wine of the Week, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Good to have you back, Scott.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Well, you know, I think this is great because, you know, you get into wine so much in our segments each week. So it's nice to go back to the basics, back to the beginning for folks who are just starting out. What's the first thing a wine beginner should do?
Drink.
But discerningly.
Yes. How do you become discerning?
Well, you know, I mean, other than read, I'm partial to my own column, but other than reading that, I think reading is a really great first step into learning about wine. A couple of really good books out there. One of my favorite ones out there right now is a new book by Natalie McLean. She's a veteran wine author. She's a self-proclaimed wine cheapskate. She has this book called Unquenchable, A Tipsy Quest for the World's Best Bargain Wines. At $16, she travels the world, searches out the best wine values. One of her more interesting things is to buy wines with these really gothic, scrippy labels because they're generally German Rieslings and nobody's buying them. And the price generally will drop for a great wine on the shelf. So, again, $16 for her book. I think it's a really fun way to get into wine.
And another good way, and I've done this myself, is to try and attend a bunch of wine tastings.
Yeah, absolutely. I think wine tastings... try to find some great wine tastings. A lot of wine shops in our area will sponsor wine tastings. And I think that's a really good way to get into it. I also like going to wine shops and developing a relationship with somebody there who's interested in developing you as a customer. And they're not stupid. I mean, they know that if you're new into wine, they want to take you nice and slowly through the steps, and they're going to have a customer for life.
You know, how do you know which side, red or white, to start with? Is there something to do about that? I mean, I'm a red wine snob, but
great question.
I didn't drink red at first.
I don't know. I think the old rule of thumb was maybe you start with a white wine, then you work your way up to red. I'm not sure that that's true anymore. I think you just kind of jump in and see where it takes you. One other great way to learn about wine are wine classes. Now, we are very fortunate in our area to have a guy by the name of Jay Yeomans. He is a master of wine. There's only 30 of these guys in the United States, and he's right here in our backyard. He's teaching classes right here at the Capital Wine School, and I love his motto. His classes are fun, unpretentious, but offer a great depth of knowledge and insight. $75 for 2 hours, but really well worth it if you're just going to get into wines.
Clocks are ticking, so why don't you give us a good white to begin with and a good red?
Let's jump in with a 2010 Casa Lampastol Sauvignon Blanc. Now, this is from Chile, offers plenty of classic grapefruit nectarine flavors on the palate, and a nice, clean, crisp finish, an easy white wine to start with. Best of all, $9.
All right. Wow. Scott, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.